Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I've got the list in front of me. I've got it based on games played, so I can tell you who's number one on the list. One through 15 is what I'll call it. After Mark Sanchez.
Can I go the other way?
You can go the other. Well, there's a guy who started one game. You want to go to that guy?
Yeah, Justin Fields.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what? I didn't even include Justin Fields.
So there's 16 total guys, we're guessing?
No, I'm kidding. There is. If we include Mark Sanchez, there are 16 guys. So if we include Mark Sanchez, it's 16 total guys.
Wow.
Justin Fields is on this list. He has started two games as quarterback of the New York Jets.
And you're including Tyrod Taylor or no?
I'm not, because he hasn't started a game yet.
So Justin Fields.
Justin Fields has started two games. He is tied for 13th on the list.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers started 18 games. He is 6th on the list.
Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson started 33 games. He is 3rd on the list.
Mike White.
Mike Bleepin' White started 7 games. He's tied for 9th on the list.
This is only starters?
Started a game. Not appeared in a game. Started a game as quarterback for the Jets, which makes it even worse.
Yeah.
All these guys started a game, which means we've gone into a football weekend where I've been on the radio saying, starting for the Jets is blank.
All right. Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold is actually number two on this list. He has started 38 games for the Jets, trailing only Mark Sanchez. You could say Mark Sanchez.
Right.
Mark started 62, by the way, which is far and away higher.
Yeah, well, because he was good.
He was good.
For a couple of years, and they won with him. Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Ryan Fitzpatrick started 27 games. He's 5th on this list.
Now this is where I get lost.
You're getting traded. There's a lot of names left, Teak.
I know. At least I got halfway.
I got three more.
Go ahead.
Trevor Siemian.
Trevor Siemian started 4 games. He's 11th on this list.
Bryce Petty.
Bryce Petty started 7 games. He's tied for 9th on this list.
And whichever McCown played for the Jets.
Josh.
That would be Josh. He started 16 games. He is 7th on the list. So right now you're missing the guy who's 4th on the list.
Fourth?
Yeah, the guy who's 4th on the list you have not said yet. He's currently a starter in the NFL, so I'm waiting.
I got it. Geno Smith.
Geno Smith, correct.
And we didn't mention Joe Flacco.
Well, one at a time. So Geno Smith is 4th on this list. He started 30 games. Joe Flacco started 9 games. He's 8th on the list. So you got 1, 2.
4 more. And now all these guys are at the bottom, right?
These guys are going to be 12th, 14th, 15th, and 16th. Yes.
Did Josh Johnson start a game for the Jets?
He did not.
Did Christian Hackenberg ever start for the Jets?
See, that's dead wrong. The beauty of Christian Hackenberg is he never played. And that's why Tiki said he wasn't a bust, because he never played.
Right. That's right.
He never proved
couldn't start for the Jets.
He never proved that he couldn't play, so therefore he is
that's
not
my favorite dumb argument me and Tiki had.
That was a dumb one.
Tiki's like, he's not a bust because he never played. And I'm like, he was so bad he never played.
That's true.
All right, so you're missing 4 guys.
I'm lost. I'm out on this. I have no idea.
All right, are you guys tapping out? I'll give you the rest of the names.
I just want to know this. Did Tim Tebow ever start a game?
He did not.
Okay.
It's not Tim Tebow. So the guy who started one game on this list is Greg McElroy.
Damn it, Greg McElroy.
The guy who
Holy
started.
Holy cow, I forgot he was even on the team.
I'll never forget when he was going to start that weekend. Joe and I are like, maybe we got something.
Ooh,
with this guy.
Oh, I got one because you said McElroy. Faulkner?
Bryce something?
No, we got Bryce Petty. Damn it. Falk.
Luke Falk started 2 games.
Maybe we got something with this Luke Falk, bro.
So you're missing 2 guys. One of them is real recent, and the other one is a legend.
No. the dope that threw the pick to Holland.
Okay, go ahead.
Boyle.
Timmy Boyle. Who can spin it. He started two games as quarterback for the Jets. And the last guy that you haven't named is...
Is he 16th?
No, he started three games for the Jets. He's 12th on the list. And I'm not kidding you. Legend. Like, I don't think I'm not being sarcastic. I'm not being a jackass. Is a guy that everyone in the audience has heard of. Everyone remembers.
Is he still in the league?
He is not still in the league. But he's, I would say, almost was borderline legend.
Legend?
Yeah.
The Jets had a legendary quarterback. So
look, he's not a legend to me.
Oh, I got it.
He's not a legend to you.
I got it.
It's not Chris Traveler.
I have it. Who? I think. Michael Vick.
There you go.
Oh. Definitely a legend.
He's definitely a legend.
Thank you. Michael Vick.
When the hell did he...
2011 or 12?
I would have bet that was pre-Sanchez.
It was not.
I would have too.
It was not.
Because I feel like...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Michael Vick was my era.
What was the end of his career? When he was starting for the Jets.
But now it makes sense. He started the Matt Dodge Giants game for the Eagles. That was 2010, so that had to have been post-Eagles.
It was after the Eagles, yeah. So those are the 17 guys. Tyrod Taylor, obviously, being the 17th guy to start
and
for the New York Jets.
He hasn't started yet.
And he hasn't even started yet.
Right.
So he's got to get there. And then, God forbid, something happens to him, we'll be adding Brady Cook to this list. So that exercise is just a reminder.
Wow. How many years?
So I would say the Sanchez era started in 2009 and ended in 2012, I think, was probably the end of him.
Right.
So you're talking
13 years.
Yeah. The last start he ever made for the Jets was in 2012. And then 13 was the year he got hurt in the Snoopy Bowl incident with Geno Smith. So really you're looking at 2012 to now. And Tyrod Taylor is going to be their 17th quarterback. So it's an exercise in futility.
Wow.
This is who the Jets are.
Wow. You know who hasn't been futile? The Pittsburgh Steelers. That is the game of the week. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for the first year. That's only $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. As I mentioned, the Pittsburgh Steelers are taking on, or are visiting, I should say, the New England Patriots.
Mike in Cedar Grove, what's going on today, Mike?
Yeah, before I flip my lid, good afternoon, guys. How are we doing?
Doing well. Well, what are you going to flip your lid about today, sir?
What a perfect segue into what I'm about to talk about here with the quarterback game for the New York Jets.
Yes.
I'm going to preface this. I'm a Jets and Yankees fan, casual basketball fan, right? So all summer long, it's like, Volpe sucks. The Yankees win a bunch of games. It feels mediocre. Like, okay, like not really tickling my fancy. Get me to football season. Oh, the Mets, let's take our four best hitters and spread them around the lineup. Tommy, love you. Not really tickling my fancy.
Right.
Justin Fields gets signed to the New York Jets. Not really tickling my fancy. Get me to football season. And here we are. Here we are. And it's how many games can the Jets win in September? How many quarterbacks have they started since Mark Sanchez? Find out after the break, powered by Cal Fair Tire. Nobody needs Cal Fair Tire, not even the New York Jets. Seriously. You can take 11 guys from Cal Fair Tire and line them up against the Jets. It'll be 9-3. I'm so sick of every year. It's like pointless, worthless. I'm not a Jets fan. I'm a fantasy football manager this time of year because I have nothing to look forward to. And I know I sound crazy. I know Aaron Glenn's got the culture. We're in the right direction. But, like, what am I looking forward to? who's in the pocket right now that's going to play quarterback when Justin Fields show us what we already know he is, an athlete that'll win a couple games. We came down from the highest of highs in my adult sports fandom off of Aaron Rodgers, and this is where we're at, the quarterback game, and will the Jets and Giants win at all this year?
Yeah.
At week three?
Yeah, but you're just tired of it. It sucks.
I'm so tired of it. I put so much excitement and effort into every football season because football is king, and this is what we get. And it's not your fault. I'll come and listen to the WFAN radio every single day to listen to it. You guys do a great job.
Well, Mike, let me try to give you a little small sliver of hope.
And Town Fair appreciate you as well.
Yes, I'm sure they do. Let me give you a sliver of hope. While I'm not confident, and certainly I would define the loss to Buffalo as sort of demoralizing. And a part of why it was demoralizing wasn't just the Bills destroying them, because I don't think the Bills did anything that special. It wasn't just strictly, ooh, Buffalo's more talented. The Jets made so many mistakes.
Right.
And if they're going to win games, they cannot make mistakes
It felt inept.
They felt inept.
And that was the last thing you expected after seeing what the Jets did in week one.
You're right. But I want to give everybody hope, as a New York Jet fan and as a football fan. If they can win on Sunday, season's on.
Mm-hmm.
If they can win on Sunday and get to 1-2 with a Monday night game against the Dolphins, who may well have a brand new head coach by the time they get there, the hope is alive. And I want to give you a stat that I hope gives you hope as a Jet fan. And here's a true stat. You could tell your friends when you're at the bar, you're getting ready for the game on Sunday. And I'm curious if Tiki's aware of it, because it's personal. It's damn personal. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are currently 2-0.
Yes.
If they win on Sunday against our football team, they're 3-0. When was the last time that Tampa Bay Buccaneers started 3-0?
Was it 2012?
It wasn't 2012, Teak. Your brother was playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You were playing NFL.
Rondé was still playing in 2012.
Oh, well, you weren't playing in 2012.
No, that was that.
You've got to go all the way back to 2005. For the last time the Buccaneers started 3-0, and if you hear that and say it doesn't mean anything, give me something else, I give you one more thing to maybe wet your whistle. In 2024, that's last year. In 2023, that's the year before that. 2022, year before that. And in 2021, for four consecutive years, the Bucs have started 2-0. But they've lost week three.
So history
is on our side,
and
Sunday in Tampa.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.